proponent of that. I'm more of a proponent of taking care of myself, not being a burden on my kids. And at some point in time, they take care of themselves. And, of course, my hope is that someday they'll get my house as well as everything else I've got. But in, you know, in this case, your parents, when I say they don't need the home, it's not their home. They don't, it's not the roof over their heads.
Correct.
So, yeah, I mean, they can give it to you. They can just sign a deed and deed it over to the three of you. But, you know, they can also make it such that, you know, they, in a sense, they, maybe they give you part of it by selling it to you at a reduced price. And, you know, maybe they do get some money up front. So whatever, they can, I don't know, go buy a car or something, whatever they might need. And then maybe they get some money every month that might otherwise supplement their income.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. So now, from a legal perspective, that would still require some type of agreement that would have to be, you know, at least notarized. I mean, I don't like, you know, I wouldn't see doing that, making that kind
of
deal.
Here's if that's something I raise with my parents and they think it's a good idea and the whole family thinks it's a good idea and we go ahead and do it. If I'm you, here is what I want to do. And I don't know what the numbers would be. You'll have to figure out the numbers. If it's a $200,000 house, like I say, they can give it to you. They can give it all to you. They can give part of it to you. You know, they can sell it to you for $100,000, in which case they are deemed to have given you $100,000, and you're buying $100,000. But if I'm you, I want to make sure the title's clear. I know you said it is clear, and I certainly understand that, and I assume it is clear. But if I'm going to obligate myself to pay a certain amount of money to buy a house, I want to make sure that the title is clear. I probably hire an attorney who gets an abstractor to search the title. That probably cost me $250, $300 to get the title searched. In this case, you would not be working through a lender. In other words, you're not going to Bank of America, so you're not going to be paying a lot of fees and costs and application fees. They're not going to be running credit checks. You're going to be dealing with your parents as the lender. What you will have is, at some point in time, they will sign a deed to convey the house to you, your brother, and your sister, and put it in the names of the three of you. But at the same time, the three of you will sign a promissory note promising to pay your parents or the survivor of them the sum of whatever the number is, $100,000, and you'll also be signing a mortgage, just like you would if you were borrowing money from Bank of America to buy the house. You'll give your parents a mortgage on the house. You know, they'll be protected should something happen and, you know, you fail to make the payments or whatever. But, you know, you can do it that way. That way your parents do have an income stream. You know, worst case, and I'm not suggesting they would do this, but worst case is if you, your brother, and sister stop making the payments, legally they have a way to get the house back, you know, if they needed money or whatever.
Correct.
So, you know, the process would not be as cumbersome. In other words, like I say, you would not be dealing with a lender, and you wouldn't go through those hoops to buy the house. You would be dealing with a lender who would be your parents, and, you know, I'm assuming you wouldn't have to do all the things you wouldn't submit financial statements, 1099 or W-2 forms, you wouldn't prove your income, you wouldn't show, you know, your bank balances and all that. You just, all that would be ignored, but you still would have a semi-closing, at which time your parents would give you a deed, and you, your brother, and sister would give them a note and mortgage, and all that would be recorded in the county courthouse, and the three of you would now be the owner of the house it would have a mortgage on it, and you just, you know, make monthly payments. And you could structure it any way you wanted. You know, there wouldn't have to be a down payment. That'd be up to you and your parents. You could delay the payments for whatever, 3 or 4 months. In other words, you wouldn't have to pay them anything for a period of time, so that the three of you could raise a little bit of money, fix up the property, and, you know, at the end of 3 or 4 months, get it rented. And once the rental stream started, you could start, you know, paying your parents back for that.
Okay. I like that idea. And like I said, that's an option that I didn't think about. And it makes more sense. I did have that concern, you know, all three of us, me and my brother, my sister, going in traditional way, taking out a mortgage. That does, you know, bring in the bear, the financial obligation each month. And I'm not sure what my brother, my sister's financial situation is. So this way, to me, seems cleaner. And like you said, I would want some legality to it. So I would want something structured that would be filed with the, you know, to give everyone a sense of, okay, this is out in the open. You know, there's some security for my parents if we renege, that kind of stuff. So that sounds good.
Well, now that takes care of your parents.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the note and mortgage, in a sense, protects them should they ever need the money. And you know, assuming the money's stop coming in, but it doesn't necessarily take care of you, your brother, and your sister. You know, you probably did fine growing up. You've probably done fine as adults. And, you know, what happens when you have trouble renting it, or when the rental income isn't coming in, you can't make the payments, and you've got money, your brother's got money, but your sister doesn't have money.
Right.
You know, I guess the question is, do the three of you need some kind of agreement? And I guess the other thing that comes to mind, you know, are you going to rent it as a, quote, partnership? Or more likely, are you going to put the property in what's called a limited liability company? And the three of you be the three owners.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll be taxed as a partnership, but at least there'll be an entity that actually owns the house. And it would be the three owners of that limited liability company that we were talking about just a minute ago. How do you deal with the three of you, and what happens if things don't go as smoothly as you anticipate them going?
Right.
Or what happens when somebody dies?
Right.
You know, when you, your brother or sister pass away, and whether you're now dealing with the deceased sibling's spouse or kids, or, you know, that's something the three of you might want to talk through ahead of time to sort of anticipate things that could go on. You know, what happens if after 2, 3, or 4 years, two of you decide, you know, this thing being a landlord is not what I thought it was going to be. I'm not sure I want to continue on with it.
Right.
You know, those kinds of things. So, yeah, it might be easier to deal with the financial part and your parents, assuming they're amenable to them being the lender. It may take a little bit more talking through and thinking through it about how the three of you are going to operate it going forward.
Okay.
I mean, you can always do nothing and just have a handshake agreement, but, you know, that's the thing when something adverse comes up and there's not a plan for it, you know, how do you deal with that in the future?
Well, right. Well, that's why I started off. That's why I started from the legal part of it, because just as you said, we're all adults and we know how things go. Things come up, something happens in the family, and we get stressed, and, you know, this thing was a business deal that we don't want to do anymore. One of us may have that. So, yeah, I wanted to make sure we had all the bases covered. And I've already talked with my siblings and even my father So, you know, we're going to have another family meeting about it, but I'm the one spearheading it, so I wanted to make sure, you know, we get something in place for that reason. You know, my parents are older, and God forbid anything happens, and then we're starting behind the eight ball trying to get everything, their house that they live in now, my grandfather's house. You know, it's going to be too much if we don't get something going now.
Right. Well, and, you know, assuming your parents are like, whatever, 80 or 90% of the other parents in this world, if they were to pass away now, chances are the three of you are going to end up owning the house anyway. So,
right.
And I would guess that if you do buy it from them before they pass away and they take back a note and mortgage, that, you know, that note and mortgage would pass to the three of you at the time of their death. In other words, you'd be the one owing the money, but you'd now also be the same three who were collecting the money. Therefore, the note and mortgage would go away. You'd end up owning the property free and clear.
Correct.
Well, all right, you may well have other questions, and I'm not trying to cut you short, but I guess my thought is, if you're ready to now follow up with your parents and your siblings, maybe do that, get a little further down the road, and you're certainly more than welcome to call back later on.
Yep, that sounds good.
Once you've made some progress or have other questions, okay?
Yep. I appreciate it, Mr. Bauer.
All right, listen, you have a good day. All right, bye-bye.